Next week, Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee will take up budget plans for the Department of Safety and Professional Services, the agency that garnered headlines during COVID for long delays in issuing professional licenses to workers. Revenue for DSPS comes entirely from the fees paid for services. But in the past, Republicans have siphoned off some of those dollars into the state's historic surplus. And Democratic Governor Tony Evers has requested the agency be allowed to keep all of their fee revenue and use it to hire additional workers to speed up the process. An extra $12 million to hire 80 employees, nearly half of which would be hired for the call center to process credentials. Here and Now senior political reporter Zach Schultz has the story.
Dan Harreth would like his state agency to be a little less visible, and he thinks the way to do that is to show up more often.
Yes, let's just start off with some introductions.
We've been doing roundtables all over the state. I think we've done nearly a dozen of them.
Harreth is the secretary designee of the Department of Safety and Professional Services, or DSPS. Or DSPS, depending on who you're talking to. For the first 10 years of its existence, the only people who thought about DSPS were the workers that needed to send in their credentials to become professionally licensed in Wisconsin. Everyone from accountants to welders, with nurses, barbers, and doctors in between.
And if you didn't have to engage with this DSPS, you didn't know who they were. Well, that's how we like it.
But in 2020, the COVID-19 pandemic exposed the faults in the old licensing process and sent chaos into places like the healthcare industry, where nearly half of all workers need some sort of professional license.
We were experiencing delays, about a year ago that were at least taking 6 months to 12 months before they were attaining their Wisconsin license.
Jennifer Waters Plemon works for Marshfield Clinic in Beaver Dam. She's the assistant manager of recruitment for advanced practice clinicians. So she felt it when trying to get new hires licensed during a pandemic.
With COVID, we had more people coming in here that we needed them to have license yesterday. So I think that definitely impacted why it took a longer process for a Wisconsin license.
With new state employees trying to work remotely, an influx of new license requests, and an outdated system that relied on fax machines and paper copies, it's no surprise there was a surge in stories about the delays.
Frustration at its boiling point.
I called the DSPS at least once a week. I would be on hold for an hour or longer.
For Thomas, she finally got her license in November, 6 months after applying.
It was killing some of these radiology departments.
Randy Griswold serves on a committee for the Wisconsin Society of Radiologic Technologists. He says most new radiologic technicians graduate in May and used to be able to get their state license shortly after passing a national exam.
Instead of turning it around in 15 to 25 days, some of these graduates were waiting upwards of 90 to 120 days upon graduation.
The issue became political, with Republicans blaming Governor Tony Evers for not sending state employees back to the office, and Democrats blaming Republicans for understaffing the agency.
The governor needs to fix that agency. It's just unacceptable the amount of time people are waiting for licenses.
Unfortunately, we have been kind of hamstrung by legislation in the past where it didn't allow us to hire more people.
I'm speaking for radiology, but I think I can speak for anybody else.
Randy Griswold attended a budget listening session last December where the governor and his staff were on hand to take notes.
But the licensing process in Wisconsin is just simply confounded, bust, and complicated the issue. So if you can get that message to the legislature,
yes.
And I noticed that the governor is sitting there listening.
By that point, Evers had already changed leadership at DSPS, appointing Dan Harreth to speed up the process.
Obviously, technology has been a big part of our story and a big part of our success.
DSPS introduced a new web platform, and Harreth says roundtables like the one held at Beaver Dam Marshfield Clinic have led to changes in the system.
There have been really interesting instances where within a matter of weeks we've been able to take ideas and either augment existing solutions or create new solutions.
Jennifer Waters Plemon says the new system allows employers and applicants to monitor the licensing process. Because in the old system, a lot of delays were caused by missing paperwork.
Providers would tell us that they have submitted everything, And we couldn't check to verify if they have or have not submitted that. So now having that transparency where we're able to see that was something that was really important to us to verify that they should be receiving their license more timely.
Randy Griswold says he's heard of improvements in his industry as well.
The turnaround time, which used to be running into 90 days, is now back to just under 30 days now. So things have gotten better.
But that's not the end of the story for DSPS. Changes in the workforce, from baby boomers retiring and an increase in the number of traveling nurses and technicians, means they will always be tested on turnaround time.
The certification process in Wisconsin, the licensing process in Wisconsin, needs to understand the dramatic change in the labor force that's coming into it in right now and in the future.
We're issuing more licenses more quickly than at any point in the last 7 years of our agency, and maybe beyond, but that's as far back as my data goes. But that's not good enough. That's not how Wisconsin wins the battle for workers throughout the country and quite frankly in the global economy.
Reporting from Beaver Dam, I'm Zach Schultz for Here and Now.